Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, finally, I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you perfectly. So I got my shit together, you know.
I'm happy, Shane. It was looking a little bit tricky.
Yeah, now hopefully everything is just gonna work out fine and stuff. So we can get started, man. You know, just vibe it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so before we start, do you have like a code name, like a code name Kids Next Door type of thing, or is it like just your name?
You know what? Let's rock with my nickname back from high school, if you can remember.
Bob.
Yes, sir. Let's just take it all the way back to retro.
Yeah, okay, fine. Let me just call you Bob. You know, what's up, Bob? Well, before we actually like really get started, you're just gonna have to like, I don't know, say something about yourself, introduce yourself. You can just say, hey, my name is Bob, I like juice. That's all you can really say. And then we'll just get going.
Okay, so should I introduce myself?
Yeah, please.
Okay, hi. Do I say hi everybody, or am I talking to you?
It depends on your perspective.
Well, somebody has to view this podcast.
Okay, let's say both me and the audience.
Okay, so hi, Misha, and the audience. You can call me Bob. Please do call me Bob, don't be shy. So, Bob is in university. Bob is kind of a gym rat. I go to gym every single day. Bob is studying health sciences. Yes.
Health sciences. So you're those ones who are eventually gonna cause, like, I don't know, a zombie apocalypse trying to find a cure for AIDS. Is that what you're...
Maybe. No, actually, no. We're not the ones looking for a cure. It's the chemistry department that will be looking for a cure. Chemistry and pharmaceuticals. We just help people who are already sick. Okay.
Oh, so you just help people who are already sick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you are the guys that actually elevate the story, you know, that maybe like the zombies just kind of like got mutated or something like that, you know, probably. That's what you guys do, you know. In every movie, it's always the nurses that cause, ironically enough, that cause the whole contamination type of thing.
I have no idea what kind of movies you've been watching, but the poor nurses are the first people who get killed, not cause the apocalypse.
Trust me. No. They don't cause the apocalypse. More like an enzyme or like a catalyst. You know, it just makes it spread. You know, because obviously, if like it starts in a lab, if it's gonna get like contained or contaminate anybody, obviously it has to be like the nurses first, and then everybody else, right? Zombie movies never get that right. Yeah.
The last zombie movie I've ever watched was Z-World.
Z-World or World War Z? Z-World is a channel.
Wait a damn minute. I think it's... What is it? Say it again.
World War Z.
World War Z. Audience, please excuse me. World War Z. Yo, that was a really good zombie. Wait, Z-World is the Indians, right? The Indian channel.
It is. It is.
I hope I'm not being racist. Please don't come at me.
No, it's an accurate description of what the channel actually is, really. You know, it's more Indian based. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Let's just leave it at that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's a safe way. Anyways, back to zombies. How well do you think you'd fare in a zombie apocalypse? The one in World War Z.
I would definitely be one of the people trying to fight it. Frontline. Okay. I'm not hiding. Frontline.
Okay, we got a soldier over here. Then fine.
I'm a warrior by heart.
So since you're so well endowed about being on the front line, so let's say then there's, let's say, probably like plus minus 100 zombies, and then you're like, there's only like 5 of you guys, right? And then the only thing you have is like 13 bullets, a knife, a teddy bear, and a flamethrower. Would you still take those chances?
You said teddy bear. I am running away from those zombies, child.
With
what the
hell
am I going to do with a teddy bear? You said you 13 could, bullets? 13? Not 13.
Yeah.
13?
13.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And a flamethrower. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. First, this is how you would do it, okay? I would use all 13 bullets on all 13 zombies, hopefully. And then I'd use a flamethrower to just burn them out. And then when I'm like, when my gas is out, I use a teddy bear to just like, I don't know, tell them a sweet story and then give it to them. And then we all become friends in the end. we all become friends in the end.
According to my understanding, zombies are kind of like wild animals. They become carnivores. You can't reason with the wild animals like telling a bear a story and saying we're friends now. At the end of the day, when it's hungry, it's gonna eat you. Same thing with zombies.
No.
Left in them.
If I'm historically correct, you know, there was once a story called A Jungle Book. I'm pretty sure it's a true story about a kid who got lost in the jungle and started talking with a panther and was a friend with a bear. I'm pretty sure that's a true story. It's a definite true story. You know? So I think you can be friends with a bear because of that.
You know what? You know? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
I have read articles of children being raised by a pack of wolves. Pack of bears.
Is that actually true?
Yeah, like search it. Say kids were raised by wild animals. There's an article about a girl who was raised by a pack of wolves and she couldn't talk. Well, obviously. She couldn't talk. She was like accustomed to being a wolf.
Mm.
She was raised by wolves as a baby. So she was a wild wolf.
How does one even like survive? Or did the wolves find her as a baby? Then I
understand. They found her as a baby. Like, my question is, how come the wolf didn't eat her?
I guess they weren't hungry.
And babies cry a lot. And
yeah, babies cry.
Wolves don't like noises. They bite, they kill. If you're loud, you're dead.
I know, I heard.
I don't know, if scientists were questioning it. Like, it was funny.
I heard that if you're not afraid to establish dominance, there's nothing wrong with wolves. That's what I heard.
You can try it out. And if you're still alive, please tell us how it went.
Oh, no. If it works, I'm living with the wolves. You know, I'm no longer coming back. I'm living with the wolves, man. Shout out to the wolves.
Shout out to the wolves, man.
So let's get into the first question I'd like us to dive deep in, you know. There's a bunch, a lot of fun ones too. Actually, I actually want to try all of them out, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, the first one would be, let's see, what's the official name of a place called Norway? Of Norway, what's the official name of Norway?
The official name of Norway.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have a name.
It actually does, and it's a real place.
I know it might be what the fuck? It's a very confusing question. Norway isn't like
it's in the middle of Norway.
Official name, like
Boy. Nope, that's not it. That's not it.
No, man. That's my final answer. You're in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere is your final answer. Well, you're kind of wrong, actually. You're extremely wrong.
Hectic. What's the correct answer?
Well, the answer is like Point Nemo. They apparently named it Point Nemo. It's like basically the furthest place from any land, no matter like any distance on the planet. It's the furthest place. It's in the ocean. That's the thing, though. You know, so you're not gonna find a Starbucks or a gym on your way there.
I've never been so mind fucked in my life.
What do you mean?
I'm so confused. Like,
yeah, that's the name of Norway, literally, the furthest point in the ocean. And what do you think is actually, before I get to the other one, do you think that there's actually like things like the Loch Ness Monster, the Kraken in the ocean?
Yes.
Such beasts?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
I mean, I believe in a concept called Merake, right? Merake states that whatever story or artwork or piece of work has been created, the person puts a part of themselves within their work. Mm. But a person can only put they can only put so much into their work according to their perception and experience.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So I feel like the origin of the Loch Ness Monster and Dundun, like, it's an actual thing. There was an actual creature. Might have been a very big bear, but still, there was a monster.
There was a monster. And then, which also kind of explains why there's so many, there's a theory of why there's so many myths and legends, because people were blind, so, and glasses weren't invented yet at that time, so people couldn't really see proper, you know. So then if they saw like a squid, they'd be like, oh shit, there's like a, you know. So I guess that would explain a lot of myths and legends, because they weren't glasses at those times. Yeah. That's probably,
I have never thought of it that way. For me, when you say myths and myths and legends, what pops in my mind is that there has to be a an origin story.
Yeah, the original story, like, the one that actually happened. Story.
Yeah, it could have been advanced and hyperboled and exaggerated over the years, but there's a cool story.
Yeah. Do you think there was a civilization of like humans before this one, so to speak?
A civilization before, I'm very confused. Are you talking about ages or?
I'm talking like, about example, like humans appeared almost 2,000 years ago, so before that.
No, actually, you're confused.
Okay.
The audience must understand that Misha is confused. So
okay.
The Earth is over 1 billion years old, right?
4 billion, to be exact.
4 billion, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. About 4 billion years old. However, our calendar only records from 2,000 years ago. There are many theories. Mm. One is of Jesus Christ. One is of the Greeks. But they have definitely been a civilization before the calendar started.
Okay, so I'm confusing the calendar and actual civilization. Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk this way then. Yeah. Do you think there was an advanced civilization before this one that you see, like more advanced than the one that is right now, the one that's happening right now? Do you think there was a civilization?
This advanced civilization was on Earth.
Yeah, the most advanced civilization. From boom, compared to this one, it makes this one look like, I don't know, shit, you know. That's what it makes it look like.
I mean, like, there's a good possibility. For example, like the pyramids.
Okay, yeah, that's crazy. Pyramids are crazy.
The pyramids is I feel like the tip of the iceberg of what they've actually created. Also, more and more historical artifacts actually being dug up that were manufactured by the Egyptians, right? So the pharaohs actually wore golden sandals with golden toe caps. Has what? Kippus forever. I promise
I never knew that. That's insane.
The Egyptians had drip. Oh my God. Hey, talking about the pharaohs, they had drip.
Yo, yeah, do you think that was going like, on? Do you think that was like before they knew the value of gold, or did they know that this is how much gold really was worth, and then they said, hey, to show that you're rich, you gotta have gold sandals.
They must
on.
Have known how valuable gold was, because almost everything that had any significance was built by gold or with gold.
Yeah. Not so platinum, really,
but silver was gold.
So really, it doesn't. Nothing really changes if you think about it, you know. At first, if you start with like pharaohs and kings and queens and all that stuff, they wore like jewelry to show their status. Even now, people wear jewelry to just reflect on their status, you know. So nothing has really changed, oddly enough. It's kind of scary, actually, now that I think about it, that nothing really changes. It just stays the same with a different look.
You know that saying that says the game remains the same, but the players change, but the players are different? I think it applies to human nature, like in general. It might be different ages, different evolution, but the core of human nature is the same. The greed, the chasing status, the systems, everything. Mm. Even back in the days, there was always inequality.
So it's like chaos. Yeah. Chaos is not nature.
Yes. And like I feel like honestly humans have created systems attempting to dial down the chaos that was in society. But by creating systems, we have enslaved ourselves.
I guess. You know, but what kind of systems do you think? Is it religious systems? Is it political systems? Is it communal systems?
All those systems. And I feel one of the most outrageous has to be religion. That one is, for me, amazing. It's an amazing system that really got people dumbstruck, for real, for real. I don't like organized religion like Christianity and Islam. Hinduism. I don't like organized religion.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's your perspective on, let's say, not religion, but on faith? Actually, faith. Yeah. If we were to go down.
I'm a big fan of faith and spirituality. Your connection with the earth and the universe and whomever you would call as the superior being. I have strong faith in that.
I mean, okay, wait. Why have we never spoke back in school? This is so much fucked up. This is so fucked up. This is really fucked up.
Back in school, Misha, you spoke to Mbasa.
Yeah, but then I never said Mbasa only, you know? I was just like, hey, anybody else can join.
But also, you did speak. Like in class when you used to sit in front of me back at biology.
We
lived very completely different lives,
you know. That's crazy.
The stoner.
But okay, fine. Back to what you were saying. I just wanted to that was a world thing. But yeah, continue.
What was I saying?
About you understanding that your faith is your connection to the earth and everything else.
Oh yeah, like your connection. Like it's unexplainable. It's just that thing that's there. Especially when you're around nature. Like around good people, like it's that feeling you have in your gut that, oh, this is a good person. Or, oh, this person is shady. Oh, I love this tree. I love this color. I don't know. It's that connection you have, a peaceful connection with your surroundings. That thing, I would say, it's faith. It's connection, energy is the true currency.
Okay. That's a little quote for you. That's a little quote. Okay, but anyway, we'll take it. We'll take it. You know, okay. So, well, I have to say on my end, you know, thank you for asking, by the way. On my end, it's like...
Oh, my God. So sorry.
It's more or less the same thing, you know. I don't usually connect God with anything, nor like anything. I mean, like, let's say religion, myths, books, all those stuff, you know, even gender. I don't like to do that. I feel like if we gave God, it's weird to think that people say God is a man, because then that would mean God is a dick. And I can't imagine him with a dick.
Honestly, you know? Speaking, if you say God is a man, that means God is mortal. Like, God is a human. God doesn't have a gender.
Just they, you know? Yeah, it's just they, you know? Existence is just they.
I also feel like that's human nature trying to box everything to understand it. And you can't box God. So putting a gender, face, a race, hair color, eye color,
What do you think existence is? You know, is it form, something tangible, or is it just existence? You know, it doesn't need explanation or something like that.
Existence is according to time.
Okay.
That's my definition.
Elaborate.
According to science, if you speed up instantly, no, like for example, let's say you have a car. Even Lucy explained this, the movie Lucy. Explain that if you have a car driving, let's say, for example, 50 kilometers per hour, and then you speed that very same car infinitely, the car disappears. So, the real measure of existence is time. Even quantum physics says that it's time. Existence according to time.
So basically, we both exist and not, because right now we're just living this slowly. A moment of time, and then if we were sped up, we would just not exist, but we'd still be there, just really fast. That's confusing.
That's very confusing. One thing about energy, like, you can't destroy it nor create it. It can only be transferred. So even if you speed up that same car and it disappears, does it really disappear? No, it doesn't. It gets transferred to a different form. But, like, existence is there. How we measure it as human beings is through time. But, like, once you're created, once your soul is here, according to my understanding, you will be here infinitely. You can't destroy energy. Okay. That's why I don't want to have a kid. Oh, my God.
Oh, damn. But, hey, okay, fine. Since you're all about, like, nothing can be destroyed nor created, right? So would you want to understand, or how would you explain where the universe comes from?
Where the universe come from?
Do you think it has a start or not?
It's a good question.
Because science always been there, but how can something always be there if it never even started or just was never born? You know, doesn't make any sense. So what do you think?
It goes back to the question that many, many people have asked, that who created God? That question. Right.
I never really asked myself that question up until now, actually.
Yeah, like, who created God? How is God in existence? But we will, as human beings, never ever fathom that question. We'll never have an answer, because our understanding is limited in order to protect us. Having too much knowledge would be very chaotic for people.
Yeah.
Have you realized, not individuals, people who are dated, perhaps, and or
more focused people.
Yeah, like, I don't know, they lose
your sanity.
I can't say sanity, but it's like they aren't here anymore. The mind is so far away. Certain aspects of human, like that would characterize or characterize a human being, just dissipates.
Yeah. Well, that actually rhymes with like one of a theory, one of many theories, of course, about where the universe started, is that someone or something, some being, knew everything about the universe, hence it reset itself. And then now we got our universe, you know, where no one knows much about it. You know, that's what they're saying.
I am genuinely happy I don't know much.
Yeah.
I am genuinely happy I don't know much. I don't want to know too much. I'm fine.
I honestly want to know everything in the universe. What happens if you put something through a black hole? Where do crazy events in the universe happen? You know, things like that. I want to know why everything exists. But the one thing I don't want to know is where it comes from. I feel like that's what's going to drive someone to go mad.
Crazy.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. That like, the human mind and consciousness is built in such a way that many things are limited. Many things we put in a box in order to understand. To understand. So I feel like that's a protective measure from the universe or the superior being or whatever. Because imagine if you're standing here and you knew everything.
Yeah.
There'll be no joy. There'll be no ambition or drive or hunger or anger. Because everything will just, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
So, oh, like Rick and Morty. That's why Rick is like, nothing matters.
Yeah, like Rick and Morty. I love that you pointed that out, actually. Yeah, like Rick and Morty.
I get the concept now. Like, the more you know, you just realize nothing actually matters. Hey?
Well, okay, I don't want to start geeking out on this show, but all I'm going to say
is... I love that show! We can geek out. Please, let's geek out. Please.
You want to geek out? Oh, perfect. Perfect. Perfect, actually. Okay. I'm going to start with the whole theory about, I guess, reason why he's sad, like really sad and depressed. I think you know this already. Did you see the last episode of season 5?
Remind me. But I've seen all the episodes. I haven't rewatched them, though.
Yo, dude, I watch like a season every 3 days. But anyway,
also like that last episode was him like rebuilding his best friend.
No, right? That's not the last episode.
Oh my
that's
god. Not the last... What is the
I'm gonna explain the last episode, right? So it's where evil Morty decides to leave the finite curve, the central finite curve.
Oh, that was crazy how he orchestrated that whole thing.
Yeah, you know, so basically, I don't know, do you get the whole concept as to like why or how, or should I explain
it? Because it's a show, you can interpret it however.
Okay, give me the spotlight. So first, it's like, so evil Morty is not necessarily a bad guy, right? He just wanted to get away from Rick, basically. He wanted to get away from Rick. And so the thing is, now what Rick did, which is the really fucked up part, he basically used Infinity, and then he basically made it possible for you to only travel to the universes where he's the smartest person in the galaxy or in the universe. So he basically put a literal wall around Infinity to like, that's why his portal gun is green. So it like takes him to only the universes where he's the smartest person, you know? And Morty wasn't happy about that. And then he decided, okay, fuck it. Let me just break through this whole cycle. And then let me go to a universe where Rick is not even smart at all. So that's what he basically did.
Because when he did land there, there was nothing.
Well, Well, that's the thing. Now he's in a universe whereby he could go wherever he wants. That was just like him going through different multiverses, us breaking it, and now he can choose whether to go home or not, you know, or just cause chaos. I really don't know at this point.
But I honestly don't. Like, according to my understanding, when he did jump through all those loopholes to get to that, didn't he land in nothingness?
No, he just landed in basically, Rick was only showing Morty, let's say, 10% of infinity. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so then he decided, I want to see 100% of infinity. That's what he did. So it's like, basically, you open up a portal and then you just end up in Venus, you know, something like that. So yeah, so it's not necessarily Venus. There's a universe where I think Beth's mother's alive, you know, Rick is not even alive. We might be dead, we might be married. All those crazy things now are possible because we broke time. I mean, finite. Because of that.
That means, like, at the end of the day, Rick was the evil one.
Rick is not evil, though. That's a fake. Rick is also not. He's a dick.
Rick controls everything to get what? To, like, manipulate poor Morty.
Okay, Rick is kind of like evil, but I just think he's a dick, really. I see those things that he does to Morty as like pranks, and I enjoy it, you know? I'm just like, he's not necessarily evil. Apart from that whole thing out of passing, it was like, yeah, I think it was a place to take time. Yeah, that one was really fun.
I'm also like trying to dissect his character. Like, why is he the way that he is? Like, I'm trying so hard to understand. Like, he can literally choose not to be an asshole. Like, he chooses to be an asshole.
Nah, I think it's just him being. I don't think Rick cannot be an asshole. That's the thing.
Remember when that girl, Jessica, was frozen in time?
Yeah, hold on. Your voice is like, I need you back on the mic or something. Maybe you moved.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Now I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. I was saying, remember when Jessica, and when she came out, she said that she saw life through like many eyes and infinity, but she wasn't a dick.
Yeah. But then she also just didn't. She just saw how time moved. She didn't really explore the universe, you know?
Oh, yeah, and I see your point.
Yeah, if she had explored the universe in that time that she was frozen, then she probably might have been a dick. Or just like an empty soul just drifting through space. Who knows? What could have been an empty soul? But what I really want to see is the dog. I want to see the dog again.
I'm wondering why. Dog?
Yeah, season one episode.
That thing. The dog who decided to like not take over the earth.
Yeah. Where they cut off his balls and stuff. Why do people do that? Actually.
I'm also trying to understand why.
I wouldn't cut my dog off for no reason.
Maybe like to control like breeding.
Control breeding? So you don't want your dog having kids? What? How evil must you be to do that?
But they're also like, remember they're also like illegal breeds. Like there's certain breeds of dog you can't breed together.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you could just mix and match dogs and stuff.
No, you can't. Illegal breeding sometimes leads to deformities of other dogs. But sometimes it leads to the dogs being unnecessarily vicious, like wolves.
Oh, so you can't mix a wolf with a dog?
You can, but like, the genomes and stuff. It might not even be like a dog anymore. What the hell would that thing even be?
I don't know, but it sounds very interesting. A dog and a wolf.
People have like tried inbreeding like plenty of times.
Yeah. Because I heard that there's splicing. I heard splicing is possible, but you can literally mix different birds, hamsters, worms, and all that stuff together. You know, there's actually like, I think there's this guy on TikTok or YouTube.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, so can I take a giraffe and like a panda and make them breed? And then,
but you also have to check out their reproductive organs if they do, if they match. Like, you can't take a hamster and a human and you know.
Can't you just like take, I don't know, a DNA sample and then as like a.
Actually,
you can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking maybe do that and then like mix it. Speaking of which, do you think which way would you prefer to evolve? Okay, mixing your DNA or genes with another creature, another animal, or uploading your consciousness on a PC?
Uploading. Yeah, then I can just be upgraded into new bodies.
So you prefer immortality over mortality? You don't want to die.
That's a very good question. No, I don't prefer immortality. That just sounds like a very painful process. That's like being God, but with human emotions.
You know, so that's bad. So what you actually meant to say, you'd rather mix with a creature because you want to die.
Be like a being. I can't just make
maybe like a cat, you know, a cat. Cats are more flamboyant when it comes to their strides and all that.
Or a lion. Well, if that's possible. Who's like
I'd fuse myself with a bird. I wanna fly. What is that thing that can live in both space and earth?
There's a thing that can live oh my gosh, that little machine thing, right?
Well, it's not a machine, but yeah, that small microorganism that can live in both space and earth. What's the name of that thing?
I'm even so shocked. I didn't even know we had such a thing.
What? We do. We do have such a thing. You know? But then, they're really small. That's the thing. They're really small. It's like, extremely small. Not smaller than, the nail on your pinky. Yeah. I should say.
Yo, now that is like, new to me, like proper new.
Oh, okay, then good to give you something new. Yeah, so I'd splice my DNA with that, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd do that. Since we're on the topic of space, what do you think, how are shooting stars and poop related?
They both shoot out.
Nope. But that's actually a good one. But no.
Well, a shooting star is like a meteor. What is it, a meteor? What is it called again?
Yeah, meteorite. Burning. Yeah.
So
I mean,
like a big, fast rock.
Nope.
And then poop. Oh my god. What do they have in common?
Yeah, what do they have? They have something very similar. or something very much in common. They do.
Okay, so I'm thinking maybe the form. Like since a meteorite is a rock, and sometimes when you poo, your poo is like solid.
Nope. Nope. So here's the thing. Should I just tell you?
Please just tell me.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, there's these, you obviously know about the ISS, right? I'm a bit of a geek, so I watch a lot of NASA stuff and SpaceX. So it's like, there's these toilets, these new toilets that they designed, right? Mm-hmm. In the ISS. And so what they do is, so what happens is after they're done, their poop gets flushed out into space and then literally burns in the atmosphere as it like it's falling down, so it looks like a shooting star. So people are literally shitting shooting stars up in space.
Well, that is nasty.
Yeah, you know, and I think really cool. Yeah. And now, if I wanted to fight depression for 5 years after only doing one thing, what do you think that would be?
Yo, so many things are flooding into my mind, but I think the most important for me personally. One thing, not even three.
Yeah. No, the one thing that can make you free of depression for about 5 years.
But like, you mean think? Specifically, like just particular to me?
No. It's actually something that works on everybody.
Mm-mm. There's no such thing that works on everyone, first of all.
Trust me, there is.
Mm-mm. Nope.
There is. There really is.
Name one thing that works the same on everyone.
I'm not gonna give you the answer just like that easy. No. You're gonna have to think about it just a little bit.
I was gonna say meditation, but some people really can't meditate. Then I was gonna say exercise. Some people can exercise and still kill themselves. Then I was thinking having friends, but like you can still have friends and then when you go back home feel depressed.
So no. Come on, it's very well, it's not an easy one at all, but you should get close, I think.
Even if like you play like happy music. At some point you're gonna get from reality like for a couple of minutes. And then you're depressed again. Food gets you fat, but it makes you happy, and it gets you fat.
Well, that only applies to girls. Not being sexist.
Nah, bro. Like, don't you like food?
I love food. Exactly. But like, my metabolism is really fast, so it's like I can eat as much as I want.
That you love food.
Okay. But there is really something.
I'm not even a foodie. I don't love food to a point where I just go on like a eating rampage. No. Can't be me. I don't like food like that. My body starts rejecting food. Like, if I'm exercising and I come back and I eat a burger, it's not going to go through. I start farting. Anyway, off topic.
Okay.
I don't know, Michelle. I don't know. Just tell me.
It's a single dose of this thing called psilocybin from a plant called the magic mushroom. One dose of that can relieve you and everyone else of depression for about 5 years. One dose.
But has that shit been tested out?
Yes, it has. It has.
Then how come you're the only person who knows about it?
Well, I don't know. I'm just a weird kid. I surf the internet a lot, you know.
But we're living in an information overload era. So because there's so much information, there's even more misleading information. There's like a plethora of information, and more than half of it is incorrect.
Well, this is how I fact check everything. First, I search for it. Let's say this fact. I search this fact, and then if I get this fact, fine. I go through at least 10 sites that say the same thing, say exactly the same thing. And after I go on the sites, I go on YouTube. And after I go on YouTube, I go on TikTok or Instagram, and then search the exact same thing. And then if the exact same thing pops up, then I believe it. Because that's a lot of sources.
Now, but they're all search engines. They're not sources. They're search engines.
But they're not, the same search engine, though, you know? Google has Chrome. Engine. And then, I don't know, YouTube uses YouTube or something. I don't know, really know what they use. But it has to give you some form of, like...
asking myself, like, the information that we're consuming on a daily basis, how accurate is it? Because there was another human being who put it on that site, and how accurate was their research? Do you understand? So even if you were to search across many websites and get the same information, you can never really be sure. That's one of the things we're debating about in class, about research. Research will always be bias or misinformative. Your English. There's a certain limit to which research can actually be informative, because it's going to be that human element that's going to sway the argument one way or the other.
So then, let's get to this fact. How do you think angels look like?
Biblical. That's a beautiful question. Biblical angels, they look horrible. They're ugly creatures. Scary looking as creatures. Like, nothing you've ever seen on this earth with your own eyes. That is how angels look. They look frightening, scary. You would say demonic, because you don't know, because you've never seen something like that ever. But they come to you in the form that is most... that you'll be most comfortable with. So me, according to me, right? According to my observation, is that...
Professor Bob.
Please and thank you. When angels come to me, like when I'm dreaming, they always come in a form of a white man, I promise you. And there's also an accent, either Australian or British.
Okay. Well, it sounds more like a fetish than a dream, but okay.
Hell no, I don't like white men. Sorry, guys, I'm not racist. I'm just saying that I don't prefer white men like that. I prefer my brothers of color. That's my preference. Okay. Anyway, but they come to you in the form that you're most comfortable with. Because if that flying circle being with 10 eyes was to come to me in a dream, I'm running away. I am frightened. What is this creature? I don't know.
I'm glad that you actually know how they look like. Some people think like wings and heavenly beings with like
they stuff. Look scary, like scary.
I want to see one though. They're so interesting. They look really interesting. Not scary,
but eyes everywhere. Like, yo, like seeing a person with more than two eyes or anything with more than two eyes, I'll pass away.
You know,
if you have a third eye, I'm passing away.
You know, which kind of makes sense for me of like how they actually look. It's like they look like this, hence why I'm thinking most, you know, cultist groups, most pictures, depictions of, you know, any creature that's like biblical, it's always like the third eye and the triangle. So I'm guessing eyes are a metaphor for something, you know, even for
smart observation,
you know. Maybe there might be like symbolism of like power, literal power, you know, because they're angels too. So you can say the more eyes they have, the more power they possess.
Yeah, more like that whole all-seeing thing.
Yeah, because like they see everything, you know. So how can you not be powerful, but then you see everything, you know? So maybe that could be it. I might just be talking out of my ass here.
No, I think like that's like a very like smart observation. Even like that triangle that people always say is the Illuminati triangle because it has an eye.
Yeah.
And the eye represents the all-seeing eye. But no, but no. Like what truly makes any being powerful and scary at the same time is the fact that they are all knowing and all seeing.
You know, vision basically.
So power is knowledge. Like they always say, power is knowledge and knowledge is priceless.
Or is power sight apart from knowledge?
I think it's knowledge because blind people aren't stupid.
Blind people
are, it's not sight. Like your eyes can like, deceit you. Even with magic, it's not even magic, it's just deceiving the eye. So it's not sight per se.
It's
knowledge. And I feel like the symbolism of knowledge is eyes, because that's what you're seeing. This person can present themselves as a God-fearing, loving human being, but behind closed doors, what people don't see is this man who's a rapist, who's a pedophile, who's a killer. But you don't, as long as you don't see it, you don't acknowledge it, and you don't know. But if you're an all-seeing being, you see that person's two sides, and that's knowledge. You are aware of this person inside and out, and by knowing, you have power.
Is that why the phrase insight was created? Your inner sight, you know? You see within your mind's eye.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Perhaps, yeah. Like, I feel like there was a very smart observation of the eye thing. I feel like it's a symbolism for knowledge.
Yeah.
Observation, I can see, equates to knowledge. I can't say, I don't know. I'm not a philosopher or anything.
How intimate do you think your relationship between your eyes and your mind is?
Not very intimate at all.
Is it more like, I'm gonna show you this, but then I'm gonna make you behave like this, you know, type of thing? Or do they work hand in hand?
They do not work hand in hand. They do not. I wish they worked hand in hand. I wish, like, I could see it. Like, for example, I'm gonna give you a very personal example. Hi, audience, I'm gonna get to know me a little bit better. So, in the relationship, I could see that quite literally, this guy is here to, you know, he's here to dribble me. He's here to, like, quite literally make me playground. Okay. You know what I mean? But, like, my mind or me or my perception will still say, but he's done this and said this and he does that. He doesn't do this. But I can quite literally see. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's not physical. So it's a thing.
Or is your eyes, like, whatever your eyes see, your mind tries to put it in a way that's like you would like, you know, let's say if you see if you see a hot dog, you like, you see that hot dog with you eating it. You don't want to see anyone else eating it. In your head, you're always the one doing shit, you know. You're never thinking of someone else doing something unless you're also involved. So maybe that could also be another
thing. Let me give you also like a scientific background. Do you know that our eyes are actually very deceitful? We see everything. Like, our true sight is upside down. We actually see everything upside down.
Yeah, I remember you that from. Yeah, which is kind of weird that.
It's actually, so I'm not even sure upside down.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if this is like what I'm supposed to be seeing. You know, me, I'm looking at myself. By the way, so I'm just like, I'm not even sure if this is what I'm looking at, you know, if this is actually the way it is. And color as well, I heard the colors that we see are not the actual colors. It's just like we only have a limited spectrum. Only have a
certain, exactly, the light spectrum, that's all we can see. There are many more colors, there are many more things we can't see. I'm very glad that we can't see them.
I really want to see. I'm curious. I really want to see everything, but I really don't.
You know what they say? Curiosity killed the cat.
You know?
Ask people who can see, like, the dead, or people with, like, spiritual gifts, as I can say, or as people say.
I want the,
like the other dimension, I can say, of the dead is not a pretty world. Do you know what I mean? So we're blessed that we only see, okay, those people are blessed because they can only see through like a keyhole.
Yeah,
they can't see everything. They can only see a specific part. And I feel like that's just protection. Guys, imagine knowing everything. You will not be okay. You will not be okay. You will not be able to phantom. You won't even be able to bounce.
Yeah, you'd be like just tanking with your knowledge.
Yeah, and I feel just like knowledge. Yeah, no, knowledge will quite literally paralyze you.
Yeah. But anyways, well, that's knowledge. Let's get into some more knowledge. Back in the day, I'm talking about like 18th century, 17th century type of vibes, okay? What do you think weighed the same as gold?
Like 18 centuries.
What do you think weighed the same as gold? Because it was so rare to get.
Maybe diamonds?
Nope, not even close.
I don't know.
I'll give you a clue. It's not a rock.
It's not a rock.
Mm.
Is it food?
Nope.
Guys, I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking people who were born in the 1800s were starving. I don't know why.
Just imagine them being dirty and stuff. That's all I can imagine.
Yeah, like, you know, just struggling.
Yeah, you know? I'm also thinking that. But no, it's not hobos. 18th century hobos is not that.
Can you make me think about this? Let me think about this. I swear, 2 more minutes.
You're really trying, aren't you? And you're not gonna get it. I know you're not gonna get it.
But I'm not here even trying to research. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Let me
silver.
Tell you. Let me
the silver. You.
No, it's not silver.
It's not a mineral.
What? No, it's not a mineral, actually. It's not.
Is it a human being?
No.
Like slavery or some slavery thing. Okay, but okay, slavery is like gold.
I'm gonna give you like 80% of the answer. It's purple. It's purple.
Purple?
Yeah.
I was thinking about grapes, but obviously not.
not grapes.
Guys, purple is such a weird color. I don't see purple often.
I know, right? It's like, are you black or are you
black?
Are you
like,
white?
I don't see purple.
What
I see, you see black and all white often, but purple?
Never, purple? Right? Yeah, it's purple.
Was it wine? Was it wine?
Nope. You're still thinking of grapes.
I'm still thinking of grapes. That's the only thing I know that's purple.
Okay, I'll just tell you.
Please tell me.
It's the color dye purple.
The color dye?
The dye color for purple on clothes. That's what was like weighed the same value as gold back then. It was the color purple.
Yeah, but then it would make sense. Like, even now, like, I don't see a lot of people wearing purple.
Yeah, apparently
purple
it was hard.
A strange color.
Do you think where? Do you know where it comes from?
Grapes.
It's not grapes. It has this. This has nothing to do with grapes. Okay. This has nothing to do with grapes.
I was sipping on wine. That's why I'm just thinking about it. So sorry.
But yeah, No, it's sea snails. I've never seen a sea snail before.
Snail?
Yeah, it's a sea snail. That's where they used to get the purple color from. So that's I don't know what a sea snail looks like. Is it like a snail but like with a fin? Or I don't know. What do cartoon crabs have? Is it a snail with a cartoon crab shell thing on it? Is that a sea snail?
Sure, I didn't even know we had sea snails. But like, I'm Googling it because that's interesting.
Okay, so
they look like regular schmegular snails, just that they float.
They like float, okay.
Their base is not. It's very interesting, actually. Actually, you Google it yourself.
I'll Google it myself. You know,
sea snails? Wow.
We have sea snails.
Oh my gosh, people probably eat these poor creatures.
Yeah. Do you think people eat baby turtles? I don't know. That's just a dark mind that just. That's just a dark thought that just appeared in my head. Do people eat baby turtles?
Yes.
What? They do?
Anything you just that's broke a baby sometime? Anything that's a baby, whatever, it's a delicacy apparently. We're eating children.
What? That's sick. It's like eating a baby panda. You must be very
Or eating a baby squid. And like baby squids are expensive. Okay, not even. They're not even that expensive anymore.
They just sell them at like any corner store. Damn.
Like if you're gonna go to like an expensive Italian restaurant, you're definitely gonna get like a delicacy of baby squid. Not even kidding. I don't know what they call it. It's like a fancy smashy name, but it definitely just means baby squid, like caviar. It's just fish eggs.
And to think that people think that they are human, or they are sane people, you know, I feel like humans are kind of like psychopathic. Like, 10% psychopathic, all of us. We have that ability to just do whatever, hence why we can do so much stuff like this. And just because it's not human, it's okay. That's what they say, or that's what they believe. Also, another quick one. What planet or what place are the days longer than the years?
I'm just gonna say Jupiter.
No, Jupiter is my favorite planet, by the way. But no,
I know it is. So I was trying to score some points.
Okay, well you got a half a point. Half a point. Have a point.
Proper stuff. Is it within our solar system?
Yeah, it is.
Mercury.
No? Or are you just gonna name all the planets?
Yes, that would pretty be much. Venus.
Oh, okay. It's actually Venus, you're right.
I'm a star. Venus is also like the planet of love.
Is it?
It's named after a Roman goddess who was the goddess of love.
How do you think planets would have relationships? Or do you think planets have relationships?
Like if they were like alive, like how we're alive?
Yeah, or now as they are, whichever way you want to go with it.
If they were like alive, like how we're alive.
No, more like if they were alive in the sense of. Okay, fine. Let's just say how we're alive, but not exactly. Remember that episode where.
I feel like all the planets won't like Earth.
Earth would be a dick. Hey, I got humans.
Like Earth's contents is always like trying to you know, poke into their like situation. Yeah. Like nobody likes invaders.
Would it behave more like a human Earth?
I feel like Earth would be cocky. Yeah, I got all the water and all these people living in me. Y'all ain't got shit.
You know, I'm in the habitable zone. What about y'all, you know, motherfucker?
I feel like Earth would be so cocky. And then Mars would be like cocky with Earth because it has a bit of water or something. I don't know.
Did you know that Mars actually had water and it was supposed to be our Earth in the first place?
In the first place? What are you talking about?
I was watching this documentary called The Planets on BBC Earth. It's an amazing documentary. Oh my god, sploosh. You know, it's like an amazing documentary whereby they detail, like the visual, they detail how the universe was created. Oh, not even the universe, more like our solar system. You know, so Mars was there in the habitable zone, and then it wasn't anymore. It had water, hence why you find remnants of water. Basically, it's like an ocean graveyard, Mars. I think that's what it is. But yeah. So that's that. But yeah, man, the moment I started thinking of planets having relationships, I went to the comical side of it, where I went to that. Do you remember that episode of Rick and Morty where Rick fucked a planet?
Oh, that was the weirdest thing I had to like wrap my mind around. And like they were asking Rick, like, where did you even put your thing at? That was weird.